You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
But could end up being a Category 2 storm by Sunday. For now, Danny is a slow-moving storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Most Americans say the federal government should continue giving money to Planned Parenthood. A new Reuters poll out today finds 54% of people surveyed support federal funding for the organization for certain services, including women's health exams, prenatal care, and contraception. Teens who use electronic cigarettes may be more likely to start smoking. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic says it's not surprising that new research shows that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Kids who smoke e-cigarettes are also more likely to get into regular cigarettes or other smokable things. This is not surprising. What will be surprising to some parents is that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Scientists at the University of Southern California found that high school students who take up vaping had a higher chance of picking up tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars. Doctors recommend parents discuss the dangers of e-cigarettes when they warn their kids about using tobacco products.
Show non-permissive attitudes about smoking anything, including e-cigarettes, so that kids pick up that it's not okay to start any nicotine product, including e-cigarettes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:07 time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 76 degrees and it is overcast. Calm winds, 60% chance of precipitation today, and today is August 19th. Cloudy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high of 88. Wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 60%. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible for tonight, a low of 69, winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, 86, winds southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, 81, chance of rain 60%. Generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds on Saturday, a high of 82. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Sunday, 84, and Monday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 88. Temperatures in our area. We have ...77 in Tewksbury, 75 in the town of Clinton, 73 at the county complex, 76 Raritan, 76 Ringos, 73 New Hope, 76 Frenchtown, 73 Hillsburg. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and Ken. Pretty much the guitar riff that anybody wants to learn, or wanted to learn back in the 80s. Didn't matter whether you knew how to play a guitar or not. You would sit there and try and plunk it out. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. It is time for us to look at Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. Let's see what's going on our Hunter and Kenny roads from HERTTMA.com. You can get the same alerts I do. Just register with HERTTMA.com. They will send you the alerts about not only the local roads, but also not only the highways, but also the local roads. And the one that you would be hearing about right now is update on Route 22, both directions. Closed in Branchburg. There's an accident with an investigation on Route 22, both directions. Area of 614 Eastern Pike, Turnpike, and Branchburg. All lanes closed. Detour, heavy delays into the area. And that's been going on. There's also a medevac as part of it. That's been going on since 7:15 this morning. So obviously you want to look for another way to go. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what is going on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have potentially Michelle Heide on at 8:30. I just got an email from her, a text from her that said running a little late on a doctor's appointment with the kids. I can't believe she actually has her kids up at 7:30 in the morning going to the doctor. So if Michelle is not available, we'll do the investment update on her own. I have a feeling she'll be ready, but we'll see. And then at 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. And the rest of the show is all our local news and
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To its elite SEAL teams, Chief of Navy Operations Admiral John Greener told the Defense News yesterday there's no reason not to accept anybody who can meet the demanding standards of the Special Operations Unit. The Navy's announcement comes just days ahead of two women becoming the first female soldiers to graduate Army Ranger School this Friday. There's no word yet when the Navy will allow women to compete for spots in the SEALs. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Forecasters are keeping a close eye on the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Danny is on track to become a hurricane by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm system is still far off in the Atlantic, but could end up being a Category 2 storm by Sunday. For now, Danny is a slow-moving storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Most Americans say the federal government should continue giving money to Planned Parenthood. A new Reuters poll out today finds 54% of people surveyed support federal funding for the organization for certain services, including women's health exams, prenatal care, and contraception. Teens who use electronic cigarettes may be more likely to start smoking. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic says it's not surprising that new research shows that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Kids who smoke e-cigarettes are also more likely to get into regular cigarettes or other smokable things. This is not surprising. What will be surprising to some parents is that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Scientists at the University of Southern California found that high school students who take up vaping had a higher chance of picking up tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars. Doctors recommend parents discuss the dangers of e-cigarettes when they warn their kids about using tobacco products.
Show non-permissive attitudes about smoking anything, including e-cigarettes, so that kids pick up that it's not okay to start any nicotine product, including e-cigarettes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Time is 8:07, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it's 76 degrees, and it is overcast. Calm winds, 60% chance of precipitation today, and today is August 19th. Cloudy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high of 88. Wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 60%. Partly cloudy skies and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible for tonight, a low of 69. Winds east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, 86. Winds southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms 81, chance of rain 60%. Generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds on Saturday, a high of 82. Sunshine and clouds mixed on Sunday, 84. And Monday, generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, 88. Temperatures in our area. We have ...77 in Tewksbury, 75 in the town of Clinton, 73 at the county complex, 76 Raritan, 76 Ringo's, 73 New Hope, 76 Frenchtown, 73 Hillsburg. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunter and Pete. Here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter and Ken. Pretty much the guitar riff that anybody wants to learn or wanted to learn back in the 80s. Didn't matter whether you knew how to play guitar or not. You would sit there and try and plunk it out. Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. It is time for us to look at Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. Let's see what's going on our Hunter and Kenny roads from HERTTMA.com. You can get the same alerts I do. Just register with HERTTMA.com. They will send you the alerts about not only the local roads, but also not only the highways, but also the local roads. And the one that you would be hearing about right now is update on Route 22, both directions. Closed in Branchburg. There's an accident with an investigation on Route 22, both directions. Area of 614 Eastern Pike, Turnpike, and Branchburg. All lanes closed, detour, heavy delays into the area. And that's been going on. There's also a medevac as part of it. That's been going on since 7:15 this morning. So obviously you want to look for another way to go. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what is going on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have potentially Michelle Heide on at 8:30. I just got an email from her, a text from her that said running a little late on a doctor's appointment with the kids. I can't believe she actually has her kids up at 7:30 in the morning going to the doctor. So if Michelle is not available, we'll do the investment update on her own. I have a feeling she'll be ready, but we'll see. And then at 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. And the rest of the show is all our local news and trivia and insights that just keeps you entertained if you're going to work, school, or running your errands. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's what Rich Scuderi. Rich is a interior designer. He runs Maven Hill Design. They just had a big ribbon cutting over at his place. And so Rich comes on at 10 o'clock to talk with guests that he works with and has relationships with to help you get an inexpensive but very modern and up-to-date interior design scheme in your home business. At 11 o'clock, it's Kim Pramatic. She's raising conscious kids. She wants to help you. She believes that every kid today that's technologically savvy but more sensitive and smarter and under more pressure than ever before. And she wants to help parents, teachers, grandparents, and influencers of children to raise conscious kids. She does that with a bunch of guests that she has on to give you that insight. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamar Roll is on at noon, helping us overcome stress and anger management, relationships, skills, you name it, she's got it. And she has a practice here in 30 years in Flemington. Hunter and Junk Professionals are on from 1 to 2, helping people understand the 20-somethings and their challenges and the skills that they have to run businesses as 20-somethings. Modern Design Dilemmas is on from 2 to 3. Rich comes back, and he helps people with their own problems. So it's Design Dilemmas. He takes tweets, he takes emails, Facebook posts, and phone calls to help you with your modern design problems. talented people with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, getting you to understand some folks that they are up-and-comers, they're public speakers, they're authors, maybe even some television or radio personalities. You never know. Talented people, 3 to 4, Jeannie and Colleen bring that all to you. And then we round out the day with what is going on in real estate. It's Joe and Tony. They're Weikert Realtors up in Clinton, and they talk anything and everything that goes on in real estate. And they believe everything does surround or circulate around real estate, and help you understand all the nuances of the process and all the different activities that affect real estate directly or indirectly. That is the entire HunterChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HunterChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with just a moment right after these messages. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here at Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact, of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. A little Cliff Richard helping me with BrownieRocks.com celebration services for the week and the day. All right, let's see where we are. It is still National Aviation Week. Minority Enterprise Development Week. National Massage Therapy Week. Started today. Might be something you want to look into. Maybe even a profession. Who knows? And for today, it is Black Cow Root Beer Float Day. don't know what black, I guess it's a brand, National Medical Dosimetrics Day, World Humanitarian Day, and it's Aviation Day. Now, it's Aviation Week, but it's Aviation Day because today is Orville Wright's birthday. That's why it's Aviation Day and Week. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Cliff Richard is talking about flying machines. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. The staff at NJ Advanced Media wrote an article yesterday about Flemington Women's Club donates $500 to Riding with Heart Therapeutic Riding Center. So lots of great things to learn here about the Women's Club and the Riding with Heart Center. August 12th, the newly formed evening division of the Flemington Women's Club made their first donation of $500 to Riding with Heart Therapeutic Riding Center in Pittstown. The donation will be used to sponsor a semester of lessons for one lucky student. The ladies were giving a tour of the facility by Riding with Heart's program director, Chris Baxter, who is also a member of the Flemington Women's Club. The club will continue to raise funds for the worthy cause throughout the fall with a murder mystery event on October 22nd at the Flemington Women's Clubs. The next meetings will be held on September 9th at the Flemington Women's Clubhouse at noon for the day division and 7 p.m. for the evening division. Membership is open to all women. If interested in joining either the day division or the evening division, email flemingtonwomensclub.org or call them at 908-782-1237. So we have a bunch of ladies who are getting together and having some social interaction and raising funds for a good cause. And then we have a therapeutic riding center that is helping kids and adults that are having emotional needs learn how to overcome them with this fabulous therapeutic concept. So lots of great things to smile about there, and that's why all of that is part of Vitamin C for today. It's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has a celebrity birthdays for today, August 19th. From Romeo. Romeo Miller is 26 today. The Little Rascals. Travis Tedford is 27. I have a feeling that was a remake. General Hospital's J. Evan Bonifant is 30. The Inbetweeners movie. Simon Bird is 31. Young and the Restless. Tamin Sursak is 32. The Summer's Moon. Peter Mooney is 32. Parenthood's Erica Christensen is 33. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Melissa Romero is 33. Epic movie, Adam Campbell's 35. Hawaii 5-0, Michelle Borth is 37. Dead Like Me, Kalen Blue is 38. The Devil Wears Prada, Tracy Toms, she's 40 today. Phone Booth, Paula Jai Parker is 46. From the Friends, Matthew Perry is 46. Country music singer, What's In It? What's It To You, Clay Walker is 46. Country music singer, I Hope You Dance. That's Lee Ann Womack, is 49. The closer, Kira Sedgwick, is 50 today. Pulp Fiction's Maria De Medeiros is 50. Kevin Dillon is 50 today. He's in Entourage. Full House, John Stamos, is 52. The Wedding Singer, Matthew Glave, is 52. Insomnia, Martin Donovan, is 58. Darby Hinton is 58. He's in Daniel Boone. 59th birthday of Adam Arkin from Chicago Hope. I think he's the son of the other Arkin. American Beauty, Peter Gallagher is 60. Star Trek, Jonathan Frakes is 63. From Chips, Randy Oakes is 64. Queen bassist, you remember them, they did Bohemian Rhapsody. They're John Deacon, he's 64 today. Poppy family singer, Susan Jacks is 67. Downton Abbey, Jim Carter is 67. Simon and Simon, Gerald McRaney is 68. 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton today is 69. Get out of here. Really? Wow. Deep Purple singer Ian Gillan is 70. Country music singer Bayou Boys Eddie Raven is 71. Little Children Billy J. Kramer is 72. Law and Order former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson is 73. Diamonds Are Forever Jill St. John is 75. Stir It Up Johnny Nash is 75. Cream drummer White Room is the one of the songs. Ginger Baker is 76. The other, Diana Muldaur, is 77. The Ten Commandments, Deborah Paget is 82. And actor in Casino, L.Q. Jones is 88. Can't get over that Bill Clinton is only 69. That's weird. Just expected him to be older. I guess he was fairly young as a president. All right, that's those celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. We're going to see if Michelle Heide has gotten out of the doctor's office. Otherwise, I'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington during the investment update on my own. You listen to Good Morning Huntington at huntingchamber.com.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump is defending his immigration plan. On Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, the Republican presidential frontrunner said the 14th Amendment wouldn't hold up in court.
When people are illegally in the country, they have to go. Now, the good ones, and there are plenty of good ones, will work it so it's expedited. We can expedite it where they come back in.
The 14th Amendment grants citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, but Trump says his idea for mass deportations is completely feasible. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton continues to deny that she sent classified information using private email during her time as Secretary of State. Addressing reporters in Las Vegas, Clinton said she regrets that the issue of her emails has gotten so much attention. The jury will get back to deliberations this morning in the voluntary manslaughter trial of a white North Carolina police officer accused in the shooting death of an unarmed black man. The jury left yesterday without reaching a verdict in the case of Charlotte Mecklenburg officer Randall Wes Carrick. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more. With truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added four-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. D'Addario acoustic guitar strings, three packs for $10. Or EV vocal mics now just $29. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
Rosie O'Donnell's teenage daughter is back home in New York after going missing a week ago. Police located Chelsea O'Donnell and her therapy dog Bear on the Jersey Shore last evening. South Nyack Police Sergeant Daniel Wilson says people who were in contact with the 17-year-old helped out.
It was individuals that Chelsea was reaching out to with a new cell phone, and we determined that it was her. And so then with the assistance of other agencies, we found out where she was.
In a statement, Rosie said she's very happy and very relieved. The Navy is moving to admit women to its elite SEAL teams. Chief of Navy Operations Admiral John Greener told the Defense News yesterday there's no reason not to accept anybody who can meet the demanding standards of the Special Operations Unit. The Navy's announcement comes just days ahead of two women becoming the first female soldiers to graduate Army Ranger School this Friday. There's no word yet when the Navy will allow women to compete for spots in the SEALs. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Forecasters are keeping a close eye on the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Danny is on track to become a hurricane by tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm system is still far off in the Atlantic, but could end up being a Category 2 storm by Sunday. For now, Danny is a slow-moving storm with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Most Americans say the federal government should continue giving money to Planned Parenthood. A new Reuters poll out today finds 54% of people surveyed support federal funding for the organization for certain services, including women's health exams, prenatal care, and contraception. Teens who use electronic cigarettes may be more likely to start smoking. Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic says it's not surprising that new research shows that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Kids who smoke e-cigarettes are also more likely to get into regular cigarettes or other smokable things. This is not surprising. What will be surprising to some parents is that e-cigarettes aren't harmless.
Scientists at the University of Southern California found that high school students who take up vaping had a higher chance of picking up tobacco products like cigarettes and cigars. Doctors recommend parents discuss the dangers of e-cigarettes when they warn their kids about using tobacco products.
Show non-permissive attitudes about smoking anything, including e-cigarettes, so that kids pick up that it's not okay to start any nicotine product, including e-cigarettes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Time is 8:33, time for Underchamber Radio Weather. We have 77 degrees in Flemington right now. It's still overcast, calm winds, 50% chance of precipitation today. Today is August 19th, 2015. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon, a high of 87. Wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Some clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight is possible, a low of 69. Winds east southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partial cloudiness early and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon on Thursday, a high of 86. Wind southeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Friday, scattered thunderstorms and a high of 81. Saturday, generally sunny, a few afternoon clouds, 83. Partly cloudy, 84 on Sunday, and Monday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, a high of 88. Anybody know what happened to August? It used to be here. Temperatures in our area, 77 in White House Station, 76 in Clinton Township, 74 in Quakertown, 74 in Phillipsburg, 77 in Stockton, 75 in Kingwood, 77 in East Amwell, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Investment update. Michelle is stuck in the doctor's office, so we'll do it on her own today. See what I can do. Lots of things to talk about here. And so the indices yesterday closed as follows. The Dow was shed 33 points. The NASDAQ shed 32. It's down to 5,059. The S&P shed 5 points, 2,096. So the S&P and the NASDAQ still staying above those psychological 5,000 and 2,000 marks. But the Dow is at 17,500 and might be slipping further. Yesterday, the gainers. Well, key stats. The 10-year yield was down 0.5%. The oil was down 0.5%. The yen flat, euro up 11 cents, and the gold down up 38.38%. Gainer, TJ Maxx, TJX companies. That's TJ Maxx. They're up 7%. Ross Stores, Patterson Companies, Lennar Group, and AutoNation. So a lot of discretionary there. It's interesting. Losers, Veritas, Skyworks Solutions. Veritas was down 12, Skyworks Solutions down 5, Micron Technologies down 4.8, Genworth Financial, I think that's real estate, 4.19, and Qorvo down 4. Health sectors, this is over the last 3 months, the health sector continues to perform well at 5.8%, consumer non-durables up 3. Consumer durables up 3. Technology services up 2.5 despite the sell-off yesterday. Finance up 2. Retail trade up 1.6. That was for the last 3 months. The other sectors that are losing, 13% in the energy markets. Electronic technology down 6. Transportation down 5. Communications down 2. Now, transportation is a precursor to if the transportation is not doing well, eventually, it's going to break, or should, in past history, break the trend of the markets, and that's exactly what we're going through right now. Let's see what's happening now. Five things you need to know before the open. So it's a busy day. Stock markets futures are sinking ahead of the wave of earnings reports. Global markets were mostly lower, but China regained some poise after taking a dive earlier today. China recovers. It was another volatile session in China, with the Shanghai Composite erasing sharp early losses to close up 1.2%. Chinese stocks have been on a wild ride for weeks as investors grow anxious about a possible withdrawal of stock market support by Beijing and the health of the Chinese economy. Commodities eased. Uncertainty about global demand and slowing growth in China have pressured commodity prices in recent months, and copper and oil resumed their slide Wednesday. Copper traded down nearly 2% to just above $5,000 a ton, while oil shed 0.4% to hover below $43 a barrel. Earnings and economics. Plenty of companies will be showing their books to investors today. Target, Lowe's, Staples, Home Goods, American Eagle. All that is discretionary for the most part. Target and Staples. Staples Office Products. Hormel Foods is obviously, canned food, Lowe's, the home improvement stores. All those are due to report quarterly earnings ahead of the open. Victoria's Secret owner L Brands is among the companies reporting after the close. And a light day for economic news, with July's consumer price index numbers released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics at 8:30. Greek bailout vote. Germany's parliament is expected to approve the latest Greek bailout Wednesday, a key hurdle in unlocking the first chunk of up to 86 billion euros, or 95 billion in aid of dollars, to the cash-strapped country. Athens stock market added 0.3%. International markets overview. European markets lost ground in early trading, with Germany's DAX down 1%, France's CAC losing almost 1%. Shares in Carlsberg slumped more than 7% after the Danish brewer cut to earnings guidance and said weak sales in Russia hurt quarterly earnings. Commodity group Glencore also underperformed. Its shares sank nearly 3% in London after it said sagging prices for raw materials. And Asian markets ended mixed. China stocks recovered after the previous session slump. Hong Kong closed down 1%. Softer finish for the U.S. stocks on Tuesday, which we already talked about. And here are the futures as we speak. The S&P is down 6. The NASDAQ is down 11. And the Dow is down 73. And movers right now, pre-market Skyworks is bouncing back 2%. Avago Technologies is up 0.5%. Southwest Airlines up 0.5%. Michael Kors up 0.2%. Comcast up 0.2%. Nike's down 1%. Keycore is down 0.7%. TJX companies, response from yesterday down 0.6%. Gilead Sciences down 0.4%. And Pfizer down 0.4%. That is today's investment update. Well, hopefully we'll have Michelle Heide on tomorrow, I guess, unless she's still stuck in the doctor's office. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com in just a few minutes.
Come on, give me light, camera, action. Oh, that's where everything happens.
Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntertonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time to go a-traveling. I have Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone. She's up in Annandale. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing right. I'm doing fine. And you were just complaining to me off-air about the temperature, but it's overcast today. We're going to have a little break, and we're going to be back in the 80s.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, there's a little tropical storm brewing in the Caribbean, so who knows?
That's far away from me. I'm not worried about that yet. And that's
all right. It pushes our crazy weather all over the place.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. It's off a ways, and we'll see how they track it. But That brings up an interesting point, and you we talk about this pretty regularly, about how people have their plans, and then something like a tropical storm shows up. So what to do, what to do? Is it affecting you right now?
No, believe it or not.
And your clients?
I have one client is in the Keys, and she'll be coming home before anything really starts stirring up there, because right. It's looking like it's going to aim for Puerto Rico.
Okay.
It stays on the track that it's going. But you never know. You know, another one might come in right behind it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what it is. It's the season. The Pacific's been getting it bad,
mm-hmm.
like Hawaii. You know, they've been having one little storm after another out there, rushing by, giving them a lot of rain issues, you know. So,
yeah.
But Hawaii, year-round weather is beautiful no matter what time of year you go.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Oh, yes.
So you've been there. You know what that's like.
I know. It's like a postcard every day. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that in that particular area that the westward side of the islands are usually dry and the east side are rain.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. They had a couple of doozies a few years ago that it did touch down in Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao, where
right.
they did get very bad weather,
right.
and they never usually get. So, right. you know, the Earth has shifted on its axis. Who knows? That may come to a mutation where they're going to see more storms than they've never seen in their whole history. You know?
Right, right.
Anything is possible, because we're all seeing spooky weather now anyway.
Yeah.
You know, all over the place.
Sure.
But there's a lot of things going on. In Ecuador this week, the governor and the president put everybody on a state of emergency in Ecuador because of the volcano activity in Quito, which is the capital.
Wow.
And we've had a little thing going on in California, and we had a little going on here in Burnettsville. It's all connected, I'm sure, to that explosion in China. The fault in Mother Earth follows, you know,
mm-hmm.
a pattern. Who knows, you know,
yeah.
what's going on. So, you know, Mother Nature's crying here.
Well, it's not an exact science. We don't have it all figured out yet, despite
no,
the fact that
I don't
we think
anybody will. It's millions of years old.
Yep.
And we're not old enough to know that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We're little kids.
Somebody has to have a crystal ball.
we're little kids.
Yeah.
All right.
But to get on to what's been going on, Cuba, mm-hmm. You know, back in the limelight again. The tour operators are getting the okay to do some tours on a one-on-one, people-to-people program.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of companies out there offering tours to Cuba. If anyone's interested, there are stuff out there to see and do. You have 5-day trips, you have 4-day trips, 6-day trips, you know, depending mm-hmm. on who you want to hook up with and what you want to see. But it's getting there. It's very slow getting there.
So is it all government regulation type things?
Yes,
or
it is. Okay. They're telling them what they can see and what they can't see and where they can go and what they can't go.
Okay.
It's not an open field yet, okay? Like, it's what they want. They have, like, this 6-night thing called Colors of Cuba. It's a people-to-people program. And then they have a 4-night thing. It's a getaway. Travelers have a chance to visit a community project, learn about Havana, recent preservation, their history. Embark on a day trip to the tobacco country, see how the cigar-making process is done. And so it's regulated. So, yeah, people want to go to Cuba, but you've got to understand, you're not going to be able to just get out of the tour and go where you want to go.
Right.
They're not going to allow it.
Right.
They have local stops to see a private restaurant to get a Cuban meal. You can see the countryside, but it's not where you can get in the car and just go.
It's right.
They're not going to have it. And they do have a limited, like a weekend getaway, 5 days, they call it. It's a limited departure program. It's planned for November. So they have certain things planned, and that's it. That's the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, hey, I'm going to call up the travel agent. I want to go to Cuba. It's not going to happen. So I just want to get it out there to everybody. Yeah, a lot of people are showing a lot of interest, but it's just not done yet. I talked to a hotel operator down in Key West, and he said there is no way they can have the ferry service
mm-hmm.
or the airport service coming in from Cuba. They just don't have the infrastructure, even in the Keys, to accept anything. He said their pier and their port there is just not equipped to handle that.
Right.
So they're really struggling in the Keys, too. I said, I would hate to see the community and the atmosphere of the Keys change by having that influx coming in,
right.
You know, because it will change the whole atmosphere of the Florida Keys.
Yeah.
The Florida Keys are very laid back, very Caribbean style,
mm-hmm.
nothing like the upper part of Florida.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So if you want to skate to a Caribbean feel atmosphere, the Florida Keys are it, you know.
Wow. So who is chosen the tour operator that's doing this thing?
Well, a lot of them are international companies that already have a setup either through Canada or England. La Tour is one. Globus is another. They're
uh-huh.
international operators. ITC is a company from Livingston
mm-hmm.
who's dealt with Cuba through Canada. And they're the company, you know, we had on the radio for
right.
Israel.
Right.
So, yeah, like he said the same thing. He's starting to promote Cuba, but it's a limited basis, a limited amount of people, and it's limited on the dates.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to have everybody thinking they can just go. It's just not happening.
Right. So there'll be more updates as we go, but you know, it's moving quite rapidly. I mean, it's not moving fast enough for some people, but considering it wasn't more than a month or so ago, people were just talking about opening the conversation. Now all of a sudden we have a tour set up, so it's not too bad.
It's an emerging destination. Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
Yeah.
American Catholics are even looking for kind of faith-based journey. They're you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. They're excited because it's been off limits to the United States for over, 60 years?
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's something reliving the past, but you've got to understand the history of it, too. So you can't go in there ignorant and not know what's going on. You have to kind of stay on top of things. And
yep.
I think they're going to start trying to bring in people in the tourist industry to understand and
sure.
And just unveil what's going on so you can see for yourself on a first-hand basis and then say, yeah, this is going to be a good fit for your client to go see.
And
it's not.
And what about the expectations of the people who are going? Do they, what are the accommodations like? You can't.
Well, they're trying to make them all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
They're either 3 or 4 star. They're trying to stay in the realm of what we're used to, you know, and it's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
They just got to work on it. And that's why I don't want people to get excited yet, because
mm-hmm.
they haven't had anything imported
right.
to upgrade anything
yep.
except what they're allowed. So you don't know what's allowed. We don't live there. We don't see anything.
Right.
It's been so closed off, nobody really knows until you get there.
Sure. So it's best for those people, unless you're really adventurous, it's best if you're to wait and let all the kinks get worked out. It's
yeah.
kind of like when a new cruise ship comes online, right?
Yeah.
The same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. How big is it? How are you going to like this bigness? You're going to like all this stuff. You're going to enjoy a cruise.
And they got to get their things worked out. You know, make sure
right.
all the cabin lights are working and stuff like
right.
that. So.
And they have a little program, also a 10-day Cuba by land and sea,
mm-hmm.
which stops in Havana, Maria La Gora, Pinora del Rio, San Fuca, Santiago de Cuba. It's a 9-day thing. It's through Globus and Cosmos, and it's on and off where they allow you to port it, you know, with the boat,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yep.
So, like, they visit a spice farm. They interact with the workers. You visit Finca Viaga, Hemingway's home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see what a daycare center is run by the local nuns. They're making you interact with the locals and the schools and the agriculture, and that's where these trips are going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's totally.